So there's another politically correct story in the news. I'm looking at a story out of, where is this? St. Augustine, Florida. A picture of a little U.S. Lapel pin, I guess is what you call it. Tiny little thing. Looks, you know, about the size of a dime, maybe even smaller. A fellow by the name of Sean May is holding an American flag pin. He says he wore to work every day for the last 2 years. And he worked at some place called the Casa Monica Hotel in St. Augustine, Florida. And it's an American-based homegrown historic hotel. The property, hotel people sent this email out. It says the property reflects its pride in America and great patriotism by flying the stars and stripes high over the hotel. The American flag greets guests every day and employees with the symbolism for our belief in this great country. However, it says our employee's handbook clearly states no other buttons, badges, or pins or insignias of any kind are permitted to be worn, no matter the individual's national preference, political view, or religious affiliation. It's a standard regulation which ensures equality for all employees. The Casa Monica Hotel's response has angered many people. Obviously, this guy, Sean May, was fired for wearing this pin, allegedly. Has angered many people. Some would say the policy is backwards and the American flag pins should not be banned but should be embraced. Dress code should include a lapel pin for everyone. May, the 26-year-old, now former front desk supervisor at the hotel in the heart of downtown St. Augustine, was told to take the pin off Thursday because it violated company policy, but he refused and was sent home. You know, you look at these stories and you look at the political correct nonsense. Barack Obama apparently wanting to go to Japan and apologize for the bombings in World War II that ended World War II. This has got to stop. You know, politically correct is politically wrong, in my opinion. I'm not sure what yours is, but this little lapel pin certainly wasn't causing any problems. Now, fly the flag over the hotel, but let the people say what they want to say, too. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.